Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
And welcome once again to Health Dialogues. I'm Scott Schaefer. You know, there's an old joke that the last place you want to be if you're sick is in the hospital. The implication being that hospitals can make you sicker with unintended infections, mix-ups by doctors or nurses, and so on. Now, that, of course, is a huge exaggeration. Medical miracles occur every day in hospitals. Lives saved, organs transplanted, diseases cured. And yet, according to our best estimates, medical mistakes cause 10,000 unnecessary patient deaths in California every year, and another 12,000 or so die from hospital-acquired infections. We'll get to what's being done about it in a minute, but let's begin with a first-person story.
My name's Dave Meyer. I live in Fair Oaks, California, and I was a general contractor before my accident. I was coming back from a friend's house, 11:30 at night. Everything was fine, and all of a sudden in the middle of the road is a black stretch limousine and another car with no lights on, and I had nowhere to go. And it was either go over or under, and I laid the bike down and slid right into the side of the limousine. And looked back at my ankle, and it was hanging backwards and dangling. I was taken to a hospital. I had a compound fracture. I had 10 pins and screws and straps to put my ankle back together. It never seemed to heal, and there was an infection that I got in the hospital. And the doctor noted at the time, he said, you know, this looks like it's infected. He said, look, come back in a day or two and we'll look at it again. And when I came back, he said, well, it looks kind of okay. And so he sent me on my way. And I didn't realize that I did have a MRSA infection, and I ended up having it for almost a year without knowing. Ultimately, I went to an orthopedic surgeon, and he looked at it and said, well, you know, maybe the reason that it's not healing is because of your hardware. Maybe it's irritating. So let's go in there and do another surgery on you and take the hardware out. I went through that whole surgery again, and then it still didn't heal. And at that point, he said, well, you know, gee, what we need to do now is we need to do a debridement. We'll just go in there and clean it up, he said. And what he called cleaning it up turned out to be, imagine taking an ice cream scoop and just taking half of your foot off. That's kind of the way it looked to me, just this gaping hole. So then we go through that debridement surgery, and I went into his office, and he was checking me, and he reached down into my open wound and started poking around with his finger. And I said, well, you know, shouldn't you have washed your hands first? And well, shortly after that, I got a new infection, one called Pseudomonas, which is very difficult to get rid of. Finally, I just said, you know, I've had enough of you. And so I went to see another doctor. If I could have just gotten the proper treatment in the hospital without the infections, it would have been so much easier for me to deal with this. I know that it would have been so much better if they would have just used the proper hygiene in the hospital.
And again, that was David Meyer describing his horrifying experience following a motorcycle accident near Sacramento in 2006.